Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
We are all over the crisis in healthcare, the situation with nurses, the situation with emergency rooms, and in that vein, the provincial government is looking for solutions. One of them sounds like an expansion of the program which allows paramedics to avoid emergency rooms in patient care. So if, for example, someone is having a mental health episode, a paramedic could transport them to a mental health facility instead of an emergency room. There may be some care at home as well involved. This is Health Minister Sylvia Jones.
In collaboration with health partners and municipalities, new 911 models of care initiatives have been established in over 40 municipalities. These successful innovative projects allow people, including palliative care patients and those experiencing mental health and addictions challenges, the option of receiving more appropriate care at home or in community, avoiding a visit to the emergency department.
All right, so we got to learn more. And for that, we turn to Chief Peter Dundas, President of the Ontario Association of Paramedic Chiefs. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott and Rashmi. Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, we appreciate your time on this. From what you've heard from the health minister, what are you gleaning from that? How do you think this could unfold?
Well, we're not sure on the particulars of the announcement in relation to diabetes and epilepsy. We're waiting to hear those details, but we definitely need to look at what to be cared for in the community as opposed to everything going to an emergency department.
So, Peter, is this, and I know we don't have a full understanding of the scope of the program, is this essentially a recognition of some skill sets that paramedics have that may previously have been underutilized?
The paramedics in Ontario, Scott, are highly skilled. They're at least a two-year college program and could be even more if they're advanced care. They are very skilled clinicians, especially with assessment. They deal with diabetic emergencies and epileptic emergencies on a regular basis. So my assumption, and this is just an assumption on my behalf, is that if they are called to respond to one of these types of emergencies, they would be allowed to treat the patient if they are a known diabetic or if they're known to have a seizure disorder, and be able to care for them at their home as opposed to, or maybe at a shopping mall, et cetera, and be able to release them without having to transport them to hospital because they could be recovered through the care, the interventions that the paramedics can provide. Right now, we're obligated to transport anybody who says yes to hospital. We have to go to a Blue H. That's what the Ambulance Act calls for. And we need to shift away from that so that only true emergencies over time are going to be going to emergency departments by paramedics.
And so I wonder what everything else would be classified as. If they're not true emergencies, somebody calls 911, there's an issue, a paramedic arrives, and what we've learned so far is part of the plan would involve paramedics transporting patients somewhere other than an emergency room or treat them at the scene. That part about other than an emergency room, Peter, can you offer us any sign on what that would mean?
Yes. So in some of the communities, for example, in London, Middlesex London Paramedic Service, they when they respond to a mental health emergency, they have a protocol established that if the patient meets certain criteria, they will transport that person to a mental health clinic as opposed to an eMERGE where they are better set to be caring for those patients. That is active through the 911 response system. But we also have community paramedicine out there, which is not through the 911 system. It's through care models of dealing with long-term care clients who are waiting for bed so we can care for them at home along with other partners, or palliative care, people at end of life, and not having to take an individual surrounded by their loved ones to an emergency department and caring for them in their homes, surrounded by those who care for them as well. So there's a number of strategies that are being considered that are in place in some locations, and we want to be able to enhance that. The majority of our call volume are lower acuity, CTAS 3, 4, and 5. The threes, are ones that need to be critically assessed. Our CTAS 1 and 2s definitely have to go to emergency department for definitive care. But there is quite a category that could be looking at alternative levels of care. And we're trying to look at the upstream approach. So getting to people before they're in a critical crisis and maybe try to avoid them ever having to seek health care, or maybe it's through primary care as opposed to an emergency department.
Chief Peter Dundas is the president of the Ontario Association of Paramedic Chiefs. This is the Rush, Rashmi Nair, Scott MacArthur, News Talk 1010 Toronto. So I'm hearing here, Peter, that in your opinion, this would go some significant way to alleviating the burdens in the ER. Is that a fair comment or a little too far?
I think it's a little too far right now, Scott. We need to let it get into play and let's see what the impact truly will be. We need to find solutions of not having to take every patient to an emergency department, because when we do that, it results in the paramedic offload delay that I know you have talked about. And those patients have to wait with paramedics at times for hours on end. And if we can care for a patient at home for maybe an hour, that has relieves a lot of pressure on the system. And we can care for that patient, not transport them, and the paramedics can clear off and either be reassigned or assigned to a break or back to their station.
Yeah, and I also wonder about, you know, that 1 hour that you're offering. As an example, you know, what if the call, you know, it there are multiple concerns. I'm thinking about an elderly person, palliative care, right? Or maybe there's a family member and they want that paramedic to stay. They need that care and maybe it's going to take longer than an hour. I mean, how do we, is it, would it, and I know we're just throwing things at the wall here, so please bear with me here, but would it be that it would be up to the paramedic to decide when medical care was complete?
There'd be protocols, so it's not just entirely left to the paramedic. We'd be looking, working with palliative care physicians and through other stakeholder groups, healthcare groups that would be caring for that patient. But a lot of palliative patients, Monday to Friday, there's a lot of resource, but paramedic services end up having to go to these patients in the evening, through the night, over the weekend, on holidays, because there's nobody available. And they're having, you know, a reaction to treatment, developing, a fever or pain management. And paramedics can be relied upon to be able to care for those patients, either in a 911 response or through our community paramedicine models that are evolving throughout Ontario. And are being embraced and received extremely well by the communities. We've had these running for a number of years, some services a lot longer than other services, and I have not heard a negative from anyone in respect to community paramedicine, because they're being cared for at home, and that's where people want to be.
Peter, an informative and important conversation. We thank you for your time, and I'm sure there will be follow-up. Peter Dundas is the president of the Ontario Association of Paramedic Chiefs.
Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.